The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
There is no dispute about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that he is the best among the human beings. He is the top, the first person in the universe. But now the question is, after Rasulullah, when it comes to the Sahaba, how do you decide who has precedence? Who is first? Who is second? Who comes first? And this is where, you know, the discussion comes in theology, that whoever has the best of qualities, they will have precedence over the others. Even in the matters of Khilafat. However, the theologians among Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our brothers, they say we should go by the sequence of the Khilafat. So the first Khalifa was the best after Rasulullah, then the second Khalifa, then third, and then Ali is the fourth one. Whereas we say, you know, before even going that, you should have decided first who is best and then given the Khilafat to him. You're going around the other way. You know, this is where you're saying that, oh, now that I have the power and I am the ruler, you know, I am Haqq. No, Haqq is something else, and to have power is something else. And this is where, you know, we do not accept that criteria, that Khilafat is not the standard of Afdaliyat, who is, you know, best among the Sahaba. Because we know, and we can give a long list with the sources from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah of the statements by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he talks about Ali. He says, A'lamu Sahaba, who will be the most learned among the Sahaba? It's Ali. Madinat, you know, hadith say Madinatul Ilm is there. The Prophet says, when it comes to judiciary matters, making judgment, he says, Aqdaakum Ali. The best in judgment is Ali. When it comes to the familiarity with the Quran, Ali himself challenges, is there anyone who knows which ayat was revealed in which place, whether in Mecca or Medina, when the Prophet was traveling or at home, whether it is nasikh or mansukh, it is muhkam or mutashabih? He says, come and ask me and I'll tell you. Nobody has made that claim at all. And the most importantly, if you want to see who is the first to accept the message of Rasulullah, which is known as Islam, it is again Ali. And at the top of all these things, among all these Khulafa Rashidin you are talking about, it is only Ali who never bowed down in worship of an idol in his life. None of the Khulafa are known by the Sunnis as Karram Allah Wajhu. This honorary, you know, phrase which was very commonly used till recently, until this Wahhabism became prevalent among Sunnis, whenever they used to mention the name of Ali, others they will say رضي الله عنه. But when it came to Ali, the Sunnis commonly would say كرم الله وجهه. In one of the Viladat Mahfil of Amir al-Mu'mineen a few years ago, I had actually given you all list. Century-wise, you can look in the book of histories and you will see where many places they would, whenever Ali is mentioned, they will say, Karram Allahu Wajhu. What does that mean? Karram Allahu Wajhu means may Allah bless or honor the face of Ali. Why? Because that face and that forehead never did sajda to any idol in his life. But you know, those titles are gradually being, you know, now Ali is being described in the same way like others, Ali radiallahu anhu, because they would like to take away that, you know, fadilat and the distinction that Ali has. Actually, people like Ibn Abil Hadid al-Mu'tazili, a Mu'tazila Sunni group which never doesn't exist anymore, they used to believe that actually after Rasulullah, the best person, the most afdal is Ali. So then you ask them, well, how do you believe that he is fourth one then? He should be first. They have a way of explaining. They use their own mind there. They said, but who told you for the Khalifa he has to be the best? We believe Khilafat to be this position after Rasulullah. And you have to find the best person. They said, no, it's not necessary. You can have others who are less qualified, you know, still they can become Khalifa. Anyway, that's their way of understanding. Even individuals like Ma'mun Rashid, whatever his motive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows why. He used to do something very, you know, unusual compared to other Khulafa. In his debate with some of the Sunni ulama of his own darbar, he asked his minister to bring the best of them. And he says, this is the theme I want to discuss about the afdaliyat of Ali. He says, I have the opinion that after Rasulullah, the afdal person on the face of the earth is Ali. And so, of course, you know, there is a difference there. This is the Khalifa. And these are even senior ulama, but they will be a little bit afraid of him. But anyway, he says, you know, nothing will happen to you if you disagree with me. Let's have a discussion. And then he has a lengthy discussion with the Sunni scholars. Just one point I want to share with you. The others will leave it for some other time. He says, you know, how do you decide who is the best? He says, look at Iman as one criteria. Then there are other criteria that he uses. He says, you know, Quran says, As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon, ulaika al-muqarrabun. Those who are the foremost in faith and Iman, they are the best one. They are the one who are ahead of others. So then he says, let us look at, you know, who was the first Muslim. So this representative of the ulama there, the senior most, hesitatingly said, yes, yes, Ali was first, but Ali was a minor, not yet baligh at that time. Abu Bakr was an adult. So Abu Bakr is the first Muslim. And so Ma'mun Rashid then he says, tell me, Ali accepts Islam while he is not in baligh, he's a minor. When Ali did that, was it by the invitation to Islam given by Rasulullah to Ali, the child? Or was it because of the inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Ali, that declare your Islam? He was very clever, huh? Putting them in the corner there. If they said this was from himself, inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are again elevating Ali. They said, no, this was done by Rasulullah. Rasulullah, you know, invited Ali to accept Islam. Then he said, when Rasulullah did that, did Rasulullah did this on his own accord? Or according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They knew if they say, you know, on his own accord, that wouldn't be right. Because we believe in Surah Najm, he doesn't do anything, doesn't say anything but according to inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is where they get trapped. And they said, yes, this was according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that Islam for a minor, then you have to give it the same value. And then you'll have to accept that Ali is the first Muslim. Salawat Pranay Akbarah. Then he says, did Rasulullah ever invite anyone else in the Banu Hashim family among the minors? They said, no. He only did to Ali. It means Ali, whether he is a minor or an adult, baligh or non-baligh, his status is very different from the other Muslims and other Sahaba.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.